Father Federico Lombardi, director of the Holy See Press Office, answers some pressing questions put to him by Vatican Radio's Tracy McClure as Pope Benedict wraps up his three-day visit to Lebanon.
Father Lombardi, first, as the Holy Father prepares to leave Lebanon on Sunday, could you give us your impressions of this visit?
My impressions are obviously very, very positive. If I compare the attitude with which I came, a certain preoccupation, how will the Pope succeed in giving his message? Will the people listen to him? And now we have positive answers to all these questions. Really, at least what we have seen here in Beirut, in Lebanon, was a wonderful encounter between the Pope and the Lebanese, the different parts of this complex society, the Catholic, obviously, of the different rites, but also the Muslim of the different communities. And the presence of the President of the Republic in all public moments of this trip was a sign of participation of the entire land to this historical moment. I think that the Pope had reason to come with courage and to say, yes, I am pilgrim of peace, and my presence will signify that we don't fear what happens around us. We announce in the love of God the peace for all men and women of the world.
Now, in his homily following Sunday's gospel reading, in which Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, Pope Benedict said that episode marked a turning point in Jesus' life. And in a certain sense, the Middle East is also marking a turning point today. What was Pope Benedict inviting Christians here to do?
The Pope has given encouragement, given principle that we already know. He has not given new word or new solution. But this is not his duty. He is Peter that encourage and gives a strong foundation to the faith of the Christians. And he has come to help all the Catholic or the Christian in their faith, in their love, and in their hope, in particular in their hope. And that is what he has done. He has not given a specific solution for specific problems. Obviously, the document he leaves here, this apostolic exhortation after the synod, is a large basis for reflection, for discernment, for the Christian communities to find concrete measures and solution for the pastoral problems, for also the way to engage themselves in the life of the society, and so on. So there are many concrete things to do, but these are more in the responsibility of the local communities, of the single faithful. And the Pope is giving the direction, the encouragement for all. But now it begins this work on the document to translate it in deeds and in concrete solution for many problems.
Sometimes the church here in the Middle East is seen as being somewhat distant from the lay faithful and young people. At the youth gathering on Saturday in Mekirke, we're asking for more help from church leaders to help them stay in these lands. So many of them are leaving today. How is the church in Rome cooperating with churches here in the Middle East in that sense?
Yeah, I think that we cannot take the responsibility from who has the responsibility, and that is really the local communities, the Catholic communities of the different rites, have to find a way. The Pope was saying yesterday evening to the patriarchs and the bishops, saying, yes, please work well in the catechesis, that is, in educating in the faith for the young people and also for the adult people, because they need. The faith has to be something that has the engagement of the reason, of the heart, of the mind, and of the entire person. But you have to help the people, educating them. And the catechesis is important. And in this sense, he came again to the theme of the Year of the Faith as an occasion to involve the entire community of the Church in this direction. And internationally, we have to see if we find concrete solidarity initiatives. I know many local churches also in Italy that are doing accord of collaboration with local communities in the Holy Land or in Lebanon or in other part of the world. It is not a centralized organization of help, but is the concrete brotherhood of the different local communities or the different part of the world that is very operating, very effective, because it's near to the persons more than big principle or declarations.
Now, Pope Benedict also made an appeal Sunday for Syria, one of the many times he has called for an end to the violence there. How heavily does this tragic conflict weigh on the Holy Father and, indeed, all of the recent violence that we've been seeing across the region?
Yes, obviously, the conflicts, the deaths, are something that touches very profoundly the Holy Father and every one of us. Sometimes we don't see a solution, if also no one until now has found a solution for the Syrian problems. And then we continue to try to do what every one of us can, sometimes to the prayer, sometimes to the council, sometimes to the appeals. The Pope has also said it would be necessary to stop the trade of arms or the importation of arms. Then the invitation, the continuous invitation to the dialogue, because the Christians are in a situation, not only in Syria, but also in the other lands of Middle East, to mediate in a certain sense, because they are not a strong majority. They are not the power that the people fear. They are a minority. They are people that don't have the strong hold of the arms, of the power. And in this sense, they can invite the different parts in conflict to come together to dialogue, to better understanding, to reconciliation. This is one of the aspects of the vocation of the Christian communities in the Middle East. And this is also a problem of the Christian in Syria, but we don't have a concrete solution for all this. But I think that also the Christian from Syria that came in these days here felt that the love of the Pope, his presence, would encourage them in this difficult time.
And of course, Pope Benedict, at the end there today, he also called on Arab countries and the international community to intervene to somehow stop the violence.
This is obvious, because we know that the conflict that are in place are very often the reflect of conflict that are abroad, and among big powers, among big nations that have interest. And then in this sense, the will of the entire international community to go in the direction of the peace will surely help also in extinguishing the tensions that are in the different lands.